Good morning, winners. It's Ambrose WB, and this is the Fit for Purpose podcast. And I have been on a 5-month hiatus from podcasting, so a little rusty, but I'm gonna give my best because I had a really good insight over the last week or so. And it's a theme that comes up a lot, I feel, for me, this idea about motivation. And I want to share it with you. So, as you know, if you've been listening or if you've been following me recently, I have been focused on this idea of social and emotional fitness. As a personal trainer, people expect me to talk about exercise a lot. And more recently, I've been focused on nutrition. But that quickly led me to the idea that food is very social, very emotional. So I've been doing mindfulness coaching, meditation, and breath work for the last 5 years or so. So with that said, I'm going to get right into it. I had a funny visual of Cartman. I think his name is Cartman. Remember the guy from South Park that always says he does what he wants? I do what I want, right? So I've been having a little bit of a challenge, you know, going through the transition from a personal trainer to an online personal trainer. It's primarily where I coach people and I use a platform. And I've been having some challenge since 2013, you know, getting people to transition with me from in-face personal training to online personal training. And I'll tell a quick personal story to give it context. So I get back from my trip and my girlfriend, it has a really nice nighttime ritual. I have a nice morning ritual, but my nighttime ritual isn't the best. And she gets really nice products for cleansing her face. And I used to have very bad acne when I was a kid. And I still have acne now, but it's not as bad. But as a kid, I would beg and plead with my mom to buy products. And all the infomercials look so good. And no one had to beg me to do it, you know, because I wanted the acne to be gone. The pain was so great, literally the pain, but also the embarrassment of having acne, that you didn't have to convince me to do it. I wanted to do it, right? Fast forward now, however so many years later, had they offered to use this really nice product, really soothing routine. I know it's good for me. I know winding down is great. And my natural reaction was, no, in response to, do you want to wash your face? I went to go back to my office and do work, and immediately it clicked. Like, wow, it's time to go to bed. Instead of me rushing to send another email, I could just go into the bathroom and spend some time with my girlfriend and wash my face and wind down. Right? So, what's that got to do with fitness? The idea here is that you do what you want, right? And there's two basic motivators, inspiration or desperation. When I was a kid, I was desperate to get my acne fixed, right? And when given the choice now to use product, I don't feel like I need it, right? I'm not inspired by it, and I'm not desperate either. So it just dawned on me, you know, as I work with my clients, I'm realizing that, you know, if the platform that I'm using, if my style, my philosophy isn't working for them, it's not anything to be mad about, you know, from their end or from my end. Actually, the word indifference comes to mind. That might be the best way to go about it, to be indifferent. But I'm really thinking now of better ways to get people inspired and not making anyone desperate. But I've been having some hard conversations with people on my end for my business coaching and also with clients, and not being afraid to have these hard conversations, you know, where they're desperate, because that may be the thing that inspires someone. So that said, this is a Friday fitness freestyle from Ambrose WB, the Fit for Purpose podcast. I hope this helps you, you know, this morning, this afternoon. Think about what makes you inspired. Think about what you're running away from, what makes you feel desperate, because that might be where your motivation lies. Have a good day. Peace.